Hello dear listeners of Amam Radio, we welcome you to this talk show broadcasting from our studio in Valletta, Malta. We will tackle a very difficult matter, a most talked about, that involves in a very negative way the lives of the members of our community. We are talking about discrimination of black people at workplace, a difficult topic. But we will try to bring up some examples, starting from the story that makes news at the moment, the story of Lamine Jammeh, an African worker who was dumped by the side of the road by his employer after he fell from a two-story building at a construction site where he was working. Here, employers are involved, and during our talk, we want to include and send a constructive message to them because they are wealth creators. They are a very important segment of the economy and of the society. And to discuss today, it is the usual team composed of by myself, Regine Nginipsaila, Lorraine Fotso, and Precious Atigolo. Hi, girls.
Hi. Hi, thank you for having us here.
Well, it is a pleasure to have you. And we heard about what is happening in Malta this week. The civil society, people from the streets, everybody was shocked about what happened 3 days ago. A woman uploaded a video and pictures on her Facebook page of a man lying by the side of the road, crying, shaking, wounded. And from the recount, he said is that his employer took him from the site work when he fell down, and telling him that he will take him to the hospital. But at a certain point, he just decided to abandon him by the road in a remote area. And I just wanted, before getting into the topic of our conversation today, a comment from you, what you think about that news. Precious?
For me, I think that was very, very, very bad. Because it's great that the guy in question survived it. Someone sustaining injury. I think at that point, what he needs was a good treatment. Not to leave him by the roadside like he's a trash or something. And this is really, really heartbreaking that many of our brothers are going through stuff like that. As a matter of fact, he's not the only person who has been in that position. I can recall so many incidents. There was a time back, I think, a black guy as well went to his working place to collect his payment, his wage from his boss. Mm-hmm. And they were threatening to, you know, burn him down. Like, the guy was recording, which they don't know. If I do mean they know, I think it would be a problem. Maybe they would do something to him. You get. So yeah. It's not the first incident, and I think it's something we really need to talk about. Yes.
Yeah, definitely. How about you, Lorraine?
It's, in my opinion, is absolutely scandalous that such scenes still happen today, 21st century, in a Western so-called rich country. I mean, regardless of whether the country is Western or Southern or rich or whatsoever, I believe that a human life is priceless. So accidents can happen, fine, fair enough. I mean, obviously they are not nice, but the fact that someone actually does offer, especially if this someone is his boss, does offer to escort him to hospital and then eventually decides to dump him on a side street as if, you know, he doesn't deserve any medical care or whatsoever, I just find it wow. You know, like, he had the courage of doing that. I mean, I don't understand why the justice system is not involved in this.
Actually, it is. And that is a news because, as you were saying, Precious, so we have heard of such stories so many times. And because they remain unpunished, so there are people who were thinking that we can just do it. But this time it's different. Probably because it was such an outrage on social media, a minister spoke about And the president of Malta spoke about, the previous president spoke about, a lot of civil society, member from the civil society spoke about. So finally, the justice jump in, and that man, which is called, don't make me give his name wrong, but he was identified, arrested, and last night he spent this night in jail. It was denied bail. So, and this is news because we know the video that you mentioned, it was on social media. We saw that man being assaulted by an employer with his son,
yes,
when he was going to collect his
yes,
and nothing happens.
Nothing.
Actually, they want to who put charges,
yes,
alleging that the guy threatened them.
You understand? So, and another thing again, when you look into the settings, the way they work here in Malta, when it has to do with our brothers, the African, like the blacks, the equipment they use is different. It's far different from what them themselves, what they used to work. Like, they believe we can do even without the right equipment to work.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it comes to the job the guy was doing, construction, is one of the risk job I can anyone can ever think of. So you doing that kind of job, there should be a kind of amount of safety, what you put on, what can, you know, what can protect you a bit. We know incident can happen at any time, but at least these are things they should look into, because one's life is not like a plant that you, when you plant it grows.
That do you
understand?
Yeah.
So you don't just treat them like they don't matter. They don't even have the right to live.
It's not done.
Actually, I think they were employers acting like this are so comfortable doing that, because this is now my personal opinion. I could be wrong, and I stand to be corrected if I'm wrong. But I think the employers that have the courage to do this kind of things keep doing this because the workers do not know their rights. And if we tackle that issue of, you know, the fact that the our brothers do not know their rights in the foreign countries that they are working in,
yeah,
I think a lot of issues can be solved just by taking care of that.
Yes.
It doesn't excuse the behavior of the employer.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not kid ourselves, you know.
It's clear.
I mean, I wouldn't understand why an employer would not provide personal protective equipment to his workers when they know they would be doing dangerous work. They would provide such equipment to their children, actually.
Yes, to themselves even.
To themselves. But they seem to be forgetting, at least that's how I feel, that these foreign workers are also somebody else's children, actually. Somebody else's husband, father, whatsoever.
As this German was a father of two. He's a father of two, actually.
So what does this mean? Is it that, you know, black workers, I mean, their lives are...
does not matter to them.
Or actually worth much less than other workers?
Let me tell you, because this story brought up the reality of undocumented migrants working on construction sites,
yes,
and this in particular was undocumented. And what happened is that what we heard from the video is that he was crying, saying, "I don't want to go to prison." That was his worry. He wasn't worried about his wounds. That,
yes,
what he was worried about is that I don't want to go to prison. But why? Because of the message sent by the employers. You are undocumented. If you got arrested, if you report me, you are the one who will go to jail because you are breaking the law. So the guy are afraid actually to report the worst abuses because of that threat, like a Democrat's sword over their heads. Yeah. And that's where employers take advantage of.
As far as I'm concerned, even undocumented people have rights, and the right to be respected is one of them.
Yeah.
What I have to say about that, you know, you said something earlier that it's because they don't know their rights. You know, here in Europe, there are so many things that when we do with the blacks, we think we don't want to do anything that will involve us in problem, you know. And most of our brothers that are working here, most of them are from Italy. And when you're looking for a job here, when you they ask you, you have the document here, you say no, you have the one of Italy, probably they're not going to give you the job.
Okay.
And if you're here, you came from Italy just to get a job to do, you have family to take care of, and you know if you should present your documents, no one is going to accept you. What would you expect them to do?
Let me just explain what you mean by coming from Italy, because there are people who might not know why. So there are asylum seekers living in Italy that are recorded in Italy, so they have documents in Italy, but because of the shortage or way of work on that country, they cross the border and they come to work to Malta. But with the asylum regulation, they don't have the right to work officially, legally in Malta. So they are the one they are calling migrants coming from Italy, and they work in Malta undocumented in the black market, basically.
Yes. So in that case, let's say this guy in question, for instance, he's from Italy. You came here, you need a roof over your head, you have to eat, and you've been going from place to place. They're telling you, do you have Maltese documents? Do you have the Maltese documents? You're saying no, and you've been doing that and suddenly someone came and said, hey, you can work with me, I'm going to be paying you well, like it's a job you can do without even the stress of the document or something. What would you expect them to do?
Yeah,
they are from Italy, they don't know the laws, they don't know what they are supposed to do, and the person they are working with is trying to tell them, hey, you see, in this place, when you're working under me, you don't have the rights to go because you're not being registered, you're not paying your tax, and if you should speak up, no one is going to listen to you.
Yes.
You
but understand? He has the right to die.
You understand? You don't have a voice. You're working for me. We are doing this just, the government is not aware of this, it's just me and you.
Yeah, like so a if favor.
You understand, I'm doing you a favor because you're not working with the documents. Yeah. And this is something most of the employers, what they do here, they even prefer to employ you without the document because they don't want to pay your damn tax.
Yeah.
They don't want to.
So really and truly, they are doing each other a favor. It's not only the employer doing a favor to the employee. Let's agree with that, at least, you know,
it's a contract.
Each party has an interest.
Yeah. Yes.
One party might have the interest of deciding not to pay his taxes, but again, that's his business, okay? The other party would just want to put a roof over his head, which is fair enough as well. What really shocks me still is, you know, the attitude. The fact that this particular employer was comfortable doing what he did.
Yeah.
I mean, this would actually raise a question in my mind. Is it the first time this is happening?
That is what I am saying, that it's not the first.
If he was so comfortable doing this.
Yeah. In broad daylight.
Yeah. Now, I understand and I know for sure that there are amazing employers out there, and really and truly shout out to you guys because, you make the difference.
Sure.
But today, I just want to give a word to these very nasty employers that seem to be thinking that they are all powerful and they have the rights, right of life or death over these foreign people, whether they are black or from Asia or whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
This is just not possible. Please stop. Because on the long run, it would play against you.
Definitely. As it happened from that man, and which is maybe a premier in Malta, but I think that the justice system sent a very strong message. And I want to ask you, Precious, do you want to ask something?
Yes, I just want to say, but we need more than a message. It needs to be a habit.
Yes.
If you do wrong, there are consequences, and you have to pay for the consequences.
Yes.
Whether the person you've done wrong to is a regular migrant or not.
Yeah. And simple may I tell you the major reason why they feel comfortable doing this is because they believe they own the law. And if you're the type that you're ready, you can find your way out, no matter how big the crime is.
That's why we need to denounce.
So that is the major reason why they feel comfortable doing whatever they're doing.
Actually, I wanted to
ask Maltese man, a Maltese man cannot do that to a Maltese.
It depends. I will not generalize that because there are many abuses at work. We heard about story of women, pregnant women, Maltese, who have been fired just because they were pregnant, So there are abuses in a different level, It's not really about being black. We know that black people suffer a specific type of discrimination. But I'm telling you that discrimination at work, abuses are from all nationalities. They don't choose. You know,
if you're giving me 100%, I can fully, with my full chest, tell you we are taking the biggest part of it.
And I wanted to ask you, actually, because here we are talking about undocumented migrants coming from Italy, but let's talk about migrants who have or don't have documents and need in Malta, but at least who are asylum seekers. Can we also have examples of discrimination at work from migrants living here in Malta?
Yes.
I can give you a very good example. Please follow.
Yes. Even you, if you come to Malta, you're just entering today, there is always a paper they give to you with that. So long it confirms you're an immigrant here, you're permitted to work. You can use that, because I can remember when I came, the one they gave me, you can actually work and do things with that. Even if it's not that strong, you can do a lot of things, but you can use it to work. But that is when you go out to search job with that paper, that is when you hear people telling you, I'm just going to help you with this, and you know, this one is not the usual document you should come with, and this one is just majorly, they will just tell you, okay, if you can do the cleaning job, you know, like, and these are some of the things that made when I came some years back, we were all forced to, like, let's do something bigger, because we can't stick with the cleaning, and you know, and even sometimes you have to go in the evening, 3 hours, 4 hours, that is not even up to nothing. You know. So majority of even we were three in number that were in my room, but the three of us wanted to go for Future Focus, which virtually two of us did. Just one of us who could not meet up, and the rest or the rest people from the other rooms, they were still trying to do something, because it's just how do I explain it? It's just when you're here in Malta, they believe when you don't have the documents, you're not documented, you're not fully documented. Because I can't say you're being documented with the first one, like the one I was
because
using.
Because you are
then.
Documented, because with that document, you have the right to work. You can
but
actually
receive a
working...
But they're not giving you the right. You're not... They won't give you the full right, like you can do what you want to do.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
You understand? I have been in that shoes, and I know what it looks like. Even when I was schooling with that paper, I went through a whole lot. And I have said it severally. There was a time when I was schooling at Future Focus, they told me, they told the full class, I was not the only one there, that you have to make 300 hours to get your results. So you, just for them to know if you understand what they've been teaching you, if you really understand what it takes to deal with the elderly, if you understand what it takes to be a carer.
Yeah.
So, and these 300 hours, you are going to pick a place of, any place, internship, like of your choice, where you can work, and you're doing the 300 hours without a payment. It's just for free, like, you know.
Sure.
So everyone went into it. Everyone was looking for a comfortable place to do the replacement. Everyone in my class has gotten a place except me.
How come?
Yes. I went to several places. Even my mates in class were telling me, okay, go to a place like this, I will go.
So,
I'll get rejected.
So but just why? To understand, you have done the full 300 hours that were necessary, but at the end...
No. I was trying to look for a place to do the 300 hours.
Okay.
But there was no one who was willing to take me in. Yes.
And did they give you a reason why? If I may ask,
there was one who even said there was something she requested for, so I have to go back. I got the letter from the school, and I went there, and I was like, and they said, okay, don't worry, I'm gonna call you back.
I never
got a call from them. I went elsewhere. I even went to, is it Ozone Group of Company? Yes, at Omi. I went there, nothing. I got nothing. I was so, as in, confused. And I was thinking, I was telling myself, if I cannot get just a place to do the 300 hours, so why am I doing this job? Who is going to take me in at the end of the day?
If you don't complete that.
I paid for my school fees. I paid a lot of money to do this. And now I'm being denied of, you know.
But why? Because you were the only black person there?
I think so.
And you were the only
black. Because there was someone who was, there was one guy from, what's it called? He was even the one telling me, don't worry, go to a place like this, go to a at the end of the day, I was so confused. I went to my social worker. I told her, hey, I don't know what's happening. This is what I'm going through. And she went with me to several places. We are still having the same problem. Until she told me we should try Zamit Club. She sent them a message. And she went, she has to go there with me, like to explain to them. And I was so lucky the guy I met that day, that very day, told me, hey, I am not looking at your skin color. If you can work better than my staff, I don't have problem. If you can do your job, I don't have no problem with you. We are all equal.
Sure. Yeah.
That was the guy who finally gave me the 300 hours. And when they went for, even when someone from my school came to get the review of how is she doing, is she managing to cope, he gave them a perfect answer. Like, I would really want to work with her when she's done, like, complete. Because she knows what she's doing and she knows her job. What am I trying to say in all this? We face this in every aspect, every day of our lives. You get that from the boss. You get that from your working place. You've been, they look down on you like you're not that important. It is, you know?
Yeah.
And I want to point this out because it is so true what you're saying. And this is not the first time I'm hearing such stories, and not just here in Malta, unfortunately. But I just want to take the opportunity of pointing out that these are issues. I mean, most of the time, these foreign people that employers would tend to reject, whether they are trying to make an internship or validate a certificate or whatsoever at school, sometimes actually they are the best.
I'm telling you.
Sometimes
yes,
they are the best.
Indeed.
I mean, I had an issue once, okay? I met with this guy who decided to help me about it, and actually the guy was from India, cleaning at hospital. But then when we were discussing, he told me that he's a trained pilot.
Wow.
So I asked him, what are you doing in hospital again? Cleaning. He could not find a job. Not even as a technician in an airport. Not even as a plane technician. I mean, the guy is a freaking pilot.
So this is someone who can bring so much into the society, into your company, his knowledge, his skills.
The guy is a freaking pilot.
That is what...
Airplane pilot. He's cleaning
and
in
he
hospital.
And the cleaner.
Yes.
Because he needs to eat.
Yes.
Yes.
So,
yeah,
I just don't get it. And I am pretty sure that at hospital where he works, his employer at least, actually, I would say
for
very
me,
few people know actually that he's a pilot.
Exactly,
because no one takes interest in him.
Yes, no. Because he doesn't even want to say it. Because what's the point? He has gone through a lot before accepting that job.
Yes,
so, you know, why am I bothering anyone?
I mean, he already probably went through a lot to come here in
Malta.
Then he has to go through a lot to get the
documentation.
When he manages to get the documentation, he has to go through a hell of a lot to get a job.
A job,
You know, and what job?
Exactly. And
what job?
A pilot accepts to take such a job, you can understand what he wants.
How desperate.
And actually, that is very, not, maybe not surprising, but sometimes we think that only the low-skilled jobs where you find most of the problem, but also high-skilled jobs, you know. I'm trying to focus on a low-skilled job just to give an example of what actually happened to me. You know, that,
and please note that we have nothing against low-skilled jobs. Actually, we need them. So I just really want to thank you all guys that are cleaning outside, that are, you know, cleaning company. We need you and we really appreciate your job.
Actually, it is even wrong to call it low-skilled jobs, you know, because if there's no one doing them, then who will, you know? I mean, we cannot live without without someone is cleaning. There is something about jobs, discrimination at work. I remember doing a summer job in a hotel when I was living in Italy. And I went to that hotel. I was looking for a job to clean a room. And that woman looked at me and they told me, look, I will hire you immediately because I'm sure you will do great. But I have a client who is my good client who comes here every summer, spends 4 months here, spends a big money. He doesn't want a black person to clean his room.
Oh,
she told
gosh.
Me that bluntly. She told me, I am so sorry. That is the only reason why I am not taking you. And I said, why even did you call me for an interview? If you knew that, you know, you just call someone then to broke that
so
social message,
like,
you know.
So that legally, if government or the justice system ask, did you conduct an interview, they would say yes.
Oh, yes, okay.
They just didn't fit.
Exactly. You see, and just to make a sort of parenthesis, that this is the community radio, so we have a mother here. If you hear the sound of a baby, it's because maybe he's hungry, so we don't know. Do we have to stop for the biberon, precious?
No,
I don't know.
No, we are good.
Is he hungry?
That is.
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so.
That is also part. Okay.
So this is an advantage that comes with a job, having a baby.
Yes,
actually, he's the only guy in the house today. We should have introduced him earlier, but we're sorry about that.
He's the cutest.
He doesn't want to show him on the camera for privacy. He's a baby, but he's the only guy in the room. Yes,
yes.
He protects us, and he'll be just fun. So
I just wanted to give another example that I came across, some sort of, if I can say so, discrimination. To me, it was so scandalous that I just, anyways, I will just tell the story. There was this guy, actually, who had just been hired by a company, and I believe for 6-7 months, the company wasn't paying him.
Really?
So this guy would go around asking people, you know, for some food to eat, you know, not necessarily money, but at least some food to eat and whatsoever. And, you know, these people around this guy just said, like, hey, you know, it's not that we don't want to help you, but we would like to understand how come you're finding yourself in this kind of position, you know.
Yeah.
And this guy answered, I'm a bit ashamed to say it, but I've been working for this long and the company I've been working for, it's not paying me. So luckily, in their social environment, they happen to know of a lawyer who took care of this issue. And when he contacted this guy's employer, the employer just answered, yes, but he never gave us his bank account number for 6 freaking months. That's the excuse of the employer.
And he did not bother to ask.
They did not bother to ask. They were very happy, you know, having somebody working essentially for free, you know.
If I may ask, why did he not speak up?
For sure.
What kind of fear?
Yes.
You expect me to work not 1 month and I didn't stop? Not and 2 months.
That is
I didn't go nowhere.
That is part of the abuse. You know, those employers, they know very well that vulnerable people, they are all vulnerable.
I don't think what the employer said was the truth. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Because a lawyer was involved. When a lawyer is involved with all...
He has to cover up himself. Yes.
It can get really messy very quickly. You know, but, you know, the fact that the employer had been letting this guy working for so long without paying him... You really have
how do you do that?
Courage
so according to
do
you,
that, you
how
know,
does he
like,
live?
And it doesn't seem to be bothering him. I mean, again, my question, is this the first time? Because you know,
for you to be
so comfortable doing this, I'm sorry, I'm asking the question, you know.
It is not the first time.
So
it is not.
And there is something I also want to talk about. We're talking about jobs, employers today. And I want to also use this as a medium to address some certain set of people who has been in this shoe, who have been in this circle of, you know, you're in a job, you're in a working place, you're being treated different from others, you are being you're being seen like you're not that important, even if you're doing your job well, they don't appreciate you. I just want you to know that you're not alone in that shoe. A lot of people have been there. And I just also want to inform you that you're nothing like what they are thinking you are. You are far better. You are doing great. Always remember you're doing this probably for yourself, your family. You're doing it just to get the income to keep up your living. Do not be ashamed. Like, do not be. Because not everyone can go through stuff like that, and some of them will go through like depression, like being unhappy, being they will kind of start feeling this shame, they will not be comfortable in their working place
because it's not
just,
easy.
Yes,
many
I know
people
it's not
taken in a different way, some people are not that strong, so
it's not easy, and that is why I'm telling you that you don't have to be that, you have to do your best.
Yeah.
Your very best. Make them see you like you don't really care what they think. You know who you are. You know the reason why you're there.
Yeah.
Just be yourself. Be happy and that settles it.
And more importantly, I would add, no matter what they tell you,
mm-hmm.
know that you matter.
Yes, you are important.
You matter.
You're
no
beautiful.
No matter what you
you're
think,
great.
The message that they might be getting or the message that you might be thinking they are giving you, don't let anybody make you feel like nothing because you matter.
A lot. Not just you're so precious. Like there are people you see that person they're looking down on. There are people who are looking onto that person to just have a living.
Yeah.
You know? And you're somewhere looking down on that person like it's nobody, like, but this person in question, if we come to look take a good look at it, is even far better than you.
Definitely, you know, we're touching here a very deep matter, you know, racism. Why are people racist? Why are people, why do people, some people discriminate other people? Why is behind that need to look down at someone when that person doesn't harm you? Because that worker, if that person is there or not, your salary, your life will not change in good, maybe in even bad, actually. So it is really a problem. And me, to add to your advice, I would also say that there is a good book that actually helped me a lot, because living in Europe and Africa can be very difficult. You really have to be strong And a book written by a writer, a French writer, which is dead now, Frantz Fanon. His book, Black Skin, White Mask, which is a book that is on the free download. I recommend it to every black person living in Europe. That is a book that will help you understand where discrimination comes from, where racism comes from, and why actually people who are racist are the ones who have a problem. It would help you to just feel good about yourself, about your strength, about what you are as a person. That is, I repeat the name of the title of the book, Black Skin, White Mask, written by Frantz Fanon.
In addition to that, you go for the book, you don't go for the book.
Yeah.
You are best, like you are great without nobody.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
yes, you're right.
You're not, they're not feeding you at the end of the day. You're working for it.
Yeah.
You're not begging for help. You are doing your job and you are getting wage for it.
Yes.
So do not feel pity on yourself. Do not be ashamed. Go out with your full chest. Do whatever you think is right you have to do. At the end of it all, I believe the time will come when you look back and you'll be proud of yourself that you did.
Yeah.
You didn't give up because they wanted you to.
No, yes. We have this topic is, you wanted to ask something, Lorraine.
Yes, I wanted to just say something to the employers.
Yes, yeah. I think it's very important, yes.
As nasty as this behavior is, because it's not, it doesn't just look nasty, it is nasty, we should say it.
Yeah.
I would like to remind you something in a friendly way, obviously. The thing that I would like to remind you is the very first customers of your company is your employees. It is not your end customer. It is your employees. If you don't have any employees, you won't have any end customers. So please keep that in mind. I would really encourage you to keep that in mind when you're treating your employees, whether they are documented or not documented. I think this applies for everyone. Your very first customers are your employees. If their well-being is not top, I can assure you the finishing of your product or service that you're selling to the customer would be affected. Let's say it that way.
Yes.
So please keep that in mind.
Treat others the way you want others to treat you.
Yeah.
Or at least as human beings that they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. Employers, me, I also have a message to employers, because I know of reports of employers who actually feel the pressure, especially employers who want to stand for the foreign workers. they usually receive the pressure from the
authorities.
Not authorities, from the people, you know. Let me say
Maltese
employers, yes, other employers who are from the same nationality, and say, you know, you cannot quit, you feeling pressure, you can't take sides, you know. If we bully an African working with us, the employer feels like, how do I solve this issue, you know, without feeling like I am against my people? That is something that usually happens. An employer takes the wrong decision to fire actually the person who is bullied instead of
firing the person who bullied someone.
Yes, that's something also that happens a lot. And again, we talk to the employer, you need to be strong. You know, the society needs to change, and you are a big part of that change. That big part, that change must come from you, must come from you as well. So be bold, be strong. You are the one who carries the
burden.
You're like a pillar, actually, to the society and to your company.
Thank you, Lauren.
If you do not act in a fair way, there would be no law and order in your company. No one would respect you, actually. And it's not about being liked. It's about being respected for what you do, for the way you treat people.
Yes.
So
please
do what's right, because even if 1 million people do what's wrong, wrong is still wrong.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. The topic is very wide. You know, as you know, it is. We will stretch it over and get every topic that we touch here is wide and important and deep. And we just touch some surface because we need to talk about those things. There are difficult issues and that people are suffering, and it is important to sit and talk about it. So we hope that you've learned something today. And I won't ask you to add anything, but I give you Lauren the microphone to close the show.
So thank you very much, guys, for listening. We hope you enjoyed. And if you have any similar feedback to add, please do not hesitate to comment, to let us know what you're going through. If need be, we might direct you to some organizations that might be able to help you, or we might give you also some advice. So just feel free in letting us know through the comments or contacting us through our Facebook or Instagram page. We'll really love to have your feedback. I don't know if Precious has something to add or...
Yes. Before we close the show today, I want you all to never forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. And please do comment, like, share your ideas. If you've been in any of this, try to make us know in the comment section. If you have something you really want to contribute to this show, leave it on the comment section. We'll be very glad to read and get back to you. And don't forget it. I always say this. Remember, you are precious, you are priceless, you are great. You are something that everyone is willing to have in their life. So if you are that person, do not look down on yourself, no matter what you're going through. And for now, peace out.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Ciao.